as I told you always with this, congratulations, because a new album of Primal Fear is always a good idea, a very good album, and a very good news, especially for the people like me that we like classic heavy metal, we like classic Primal Fear, so you are always in the first line. So again, congratulations. Okay, you are the Metal Commando. I was reading the note, the information about the album, that on the beginning you were calling the German Metal Commando, and this is the idea behind this. And it's very interesting because you are still a Metal Commando, and well, tell me anything else about the whole idea around the title, the concept behind the album and those kind of things.
I think basic idea was we are going back from Frontiers Records to the record company we've started. It's Nuclear Blast.
Yes.
So, and our idea was to come up with a classic title.
Mm-hmm.
And what can we do? So we don't want to come up with something brand new and something. We want to combine our start with the situation now.
Mm-hmm.
So and a lot of people in the early days, as we were going to first time to America, they always need in America some kind of nickname for you.
Mm-hmm.
Some symbols and stuff, and they called us Metal Commando.
Mm-hmm.
So this time we thought this is a cool thing to combine the nickname of Primal Fear,
mm-hmm.
going back to Nuclear Blast, recording a real metal album, and taking this as our album title.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a cool title for an album with a lot of metal ambition.
Mm-hmm.
And also great for a comeback album on Nuclear Blast Records.
Mm-hmm.
I think the whole thing is like we are back in the circle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for Nuclear Blast and Primal Fear, this is we take it a new start.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all very motivated and very happy about that we are doing this together again, and it's in my view the best situation we could have. So everybody's super motivated in the band and in the record company.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is happy about the album.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a great situation for Primal Fear.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting what are you talking about, because well, I totally agree with this, but anyway, we are releasing an album, a great album, a great new album, starting a new era, whatever we want to say, but in the worst situation we have, all the pandemic thing around, you are releasing the album in a moment that we are stopped. So how is for you, for the band, I mean, the situation in this sense? You are releasing a great album, you have the situation in front, you have to start touring, whatever we want to say, but now everything is stopped. How is the situation for you?
Terrible.
Yes.
The only thing was we finished the album.
Mm-hmm.
The cover artwork was finished.
Mm-hmm.
The front cover, I have to say, the front cover artwork, another story comes now.
Yeah.
As there was no pandemic, so you can imagine we were super excited.
Mm-hmm.
We finished the album in mid-February.
Mm-hmm.
With a mix and mastering.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were going on our tour with Rock Meets Classic in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of that tour with headliner Alice Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a wonderful tour.
Mm-hmm.
The tour got stopped, and the problem was that nobody knows at that point what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really that evil as it could be, or is it just another flu or something, and
yeah,
they're making a lot of stories around it.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody knows at that moment. So we were supposed, after the Rock Beats Classic tour in early April,
mm-hmm,
going to Sweden shooting videos, we were supposed to do a promo tour through all European capitals, including Madrid, for example.
Yes.
We were supposed to do a listening session in Stuttgart, and we were supposed to do a photo shoot. From now to then, everything was not possible anymore. So we were sitting there and discussing about what we're gonna do with the release. Should we postpone it, or what can we do? So at that point, nobody really knows anything. So the only thing was stay at home and do nothing. So no, this is wrong. So
yeah.
We have a new album. We were super excited. We should go to America in mid-May for a 28 show tour together with Symphony X. So what is happening? Yeah. and as it's getting more and more clear that this is not just a simple flu, this is something really, really dangerous. So we started to think about what is possible, what is not possible, are there solutions? What can we do? So, first of all, the promo tour was canceled, the listening session was canceled, the tour through America was canceled, or not canceled, postponed exactly to the same dates next year, in 21.
Yeah.
And a great artist from Stuttgart helped us to compose a picture, which is not the way we want to present us, but in this situation with a guy living in Sweden, a guy living in the north of Germany, and a guy living in France, which was never a problem. Now it was a problem.
So yes,
we have to make compromises. We have to make this composing picture and try to get a nice cover artwork together in the most shitty situation we've been on. It goes on, and we have all the summer festivals cancelled, and we had a tour lined up for September and October, which is, under these circumstances, not possible, because we all need a great concert in a good club with a lot of people and a good communication between bands and the audience, and have a lot of fun, and not people standing 1.5 meter aside of each other with a mask on their face. This is this is not real.
Yeah.
So that was the situation, and we try to make the best out of it. We try to find solutions which really can make the release possible. And I think the release is good on July 24th, and the next single on June 19th, because it's cool for the people to get not only bad news in these days, to get some good news and some good metal, and Primal Fear fans would be super happy to get in these days a new album.
Yeah, I agree with this. We have to use the positive things and wait for the best moments after the summer or whatever. We'll see what happened with all the concerts, tours, whatever we want to say. But now we have to be positive, and well, in this sense, we are talking about a new Primal Fear album. I think that everyone is very happy with the results, and well, the situation is the situation we have now, and well, we'll see in a few months. Anyway, let's continue talking about the album. That is the positive thing, and well, as we've been talking before, Primal Fear album, absolutely trademark Primal Fear album. It's very interesting the things that you said about to close the circle, to say something, to come back to Nuclear Blast, to come back to the roots, to say something in some sense, that classic Primal Fear heavy metal album and those kind of things. And it's very interesting for me that, for example, you have, of course, experimented a lot in the past with albums like Seven Seals, New Religion, and 16.6, Before the Devil Knows Your Death, blah blah blah. But especially in the last years, I noticed that Primal Fear is still or is coming back to the classic heavy metal, nothing else, and very, of course, you are sounding actual, you have some new things in every album, but especially the last 3-4 albums, especially like Rule Breaker, Unbreakable, Apocalypse, was the same, that you are still sounding, or you are coming back to sound very, very classic. I think that you realize that, but I don't know if this is a casualty or it's just that, you are coming back to the primal fear, classic trademark, whatever we want to say. What do you want to explain about this?
Of course, we record and write, starting with the songwriting, better like that. We write songs which we think is the right thing for the moment, because this is Primal Fear, mm-hmm. 2020, mm-hmm. and we represent the Primal Fear we are. Mm-hmm. So the thing is that the band is playing so many live shows during the last couple of years, mm-hmm. and proved our status as a great live band. Mm-hmm. And the next thing is that we are touring around the world, and it's very important for Primal Fear that we are proving that we are still the band our fans want to hear, mm-hmm. which is the most important thing. It is not the time for any experiments into a totally different direction, mm-hmm. and it would not be the right moment for our fans to give them not what they need, especially in these days. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important to give them a signal that Primal Fear is still Primal Fear, mm-hmm. and they can be 100% sure that the new album will be a metal album. Of course, we have some extravaganza and some journeys into a little bit more, a little bit different, mm-hmm. directions. But mm-hmm. mostly, the center of the album is a real Primal Fear metal album, and our fans worldwide can absolutely be sure that they get a great Primal Fear album.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, I agree with this. And another interesting point. An interesting point about this is that the band, the main members, to say something, you are together since many, many years ago, and you're a real metal commando, of course, especially with you, with Ralph, with Tom and Alex. You are an amazing team, a studio and live team, and of course we have in front the proof that now you are one of the best metal commando in the world.
Yes. What can I say? You already answered.
Is it true? And of course, I'm a great metal, I'm a great Primal Fear fan since always, and I show this.
Yeah. The point is, I'm super happy. Can you imagine, Alex, Tom, and me? Mm-hmm. We are playing together since 30 years now.
Yeah.
30 years together and still friends and still having fun together. With Ralph, I'm together, and Tom too, since 22 years at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. So this is a very constant community and partnership. And mm-hmm. I think it just shows that we are strong to survive also bad times, and, mm-hmm. and even if we are not every time 100% have the same opinion on projects and things and whatever. Mm-hmm. So it shows everybody that this is a very, very strong partnership.
Mm-hmm. Another interesting point about this is that, well, of course you are aware of this, but probably the not all the people knows about this, that of course the center is Primal Fear, but around Primal Fear we have Sinner, of course, since before Primal Fear. We have Voodoo Circle, and we have all the rock orchestra, to say something, rock meets orchestra, whatever. But all those things are around the same team. It's incredible when you think about this, that okay, we have all the Primal Fear story, we have all the Sinner story, we have all the albums with Voodoo Circle, we have all the things around the rock orchestra with Alice Cooper, with the Snyder, whatever. But do you think sometimes around about this, that okay, I'm the guy behind this?
Yeah, the center of everything is Primal Fear. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So with Primal Fear, we invested the most time to make this band big and going, because you can go everywhere into the world. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Africa, We don't talk about Africa, but let's talk about every other countries in the world. We can go there, and there are Primal Fear fans, which is a incredible thing for us. So we work very hard on our live act and take every live show super serious. So during the last years, the band was getting better, and I felt it. It was a real cool thing. After the Rule Breaker album, the live shows were getting incredibly good, and we keep that. And it's a very important thing that anywhere you go to, for example, to Honduras in South America, in South America, whatever. So you go there, you don't know what to expect. And there are 1,000 people waiting for Primal Fear, and they have a lot of fun, and they know the songs. And you go there, and you give them a real great live show, which they never forget, because they spend a monthly salary to get the ticket. So it's an important thing, and you have to take this serious. And during the last years, we really took it serious. We were very, very happy, for example, about the 3 shows we did on the last tour in Spain. So the following was super cool, even before and after us. Every day was some concert, like Europe, like Camelot, like Saxon. We were surrounded always by other bands and anywhere we were going, and we have a great following in Spain. And this was cool, and the last show on the Barcelona Rockfest was just wonderful. So and these things give us another motivation to go in the studio and do the right album at the right time.
It's very interesting that, for example, I have a part of my webpage and whatever. I have a radio program since many years ago, and in those last weeks, we have made programs about looking to the past. But not exactly the 70s, the 80s, not in this way. More than, for example, in the 90s, where the situation were really difficult, there were many bands supporting this. And we made a special program 2 weeks ago talking about that in the middle 90s and the end of the 90s, where the situation for metal was really, really tough. There were some bands starting, emerging, that were really important to support metal then, and to have the situation that we have now, thanks to those bands. We were talking about Primal Fear, of course, about Hammerfall, about Gamma Ray in those moments, and all the bands around, the First Guy, whatever, the first Avantasia thing, to say something. And well, when you are looking back, you are thinking in that, how do you feel? How do you, looking since now, I mean, that, okay, we are starting Primal Fear after all the Gamma Ray thing, after all the Sinner thing, and well, those kind of things, and we are starting Primal Fear in a very difficult moment, 95, 96, whatever, and we are now, 25 years after, working really well, and with the metal situation in the world, working really well, maybe thanks to us. Do you think in those kind of things, Matt?
Yes, but Primal Fear was just started with a different view. We didn't. We were not a band in the beginning. We were just some guys. They have interest from the Japanese record company, which were the same for Ralph and me at that moment. And they said, guys, could you do an album together? Well, I was a lead singer in my own band, and I had a successful time with Sinner at that time. We had the Judgment Day album out and The Nature of Evil, which were cool albums.
Yes.
So we didn't expect to start another real band and invest time in another band. So, but they gave us money to record a demo, and we recorded 4 songs. And they were really going crazy and said, this is exactly the right thing for Japan. So they paid a whole album for us to record, and only have the rights for Japan. So we were never expecting that something really cool happened. Then we finished the album. Nuclear Blast wanted to sign us, and this was really crazy for us. We didn't know that we recorded something super special. We just did the music we love, and I stepped back as a lead singer, just doing backing vocals, and I was the producer of the album. So that was enough jobs for me not to stay in the front that Ralph's singing, which has a perfect voice for that kind of music. So, and as the album was released, we were top 50 in Germany at a time where you're selling a lot of records, more than today. So, and for us it was like, wow, what the fuck is going on? We had offers from around the world to play concerts and stuff like that, and slowly we realized that it is something special for the metal fans, that the metal community is coming back to more traditional high quality metal, that they want to hear the real metal again after all these years of grunge and depressing music. So Hammerfall was in the picture. We toured with Hammerfall at that point together, and it was absolutely exciting. So that was the start.
It's true. And after 25 years, now you are one of the biggest metal bands, more in the classic vein, I mean, because as I told you before, you have experimented some things in the past of Primal Fear in some albums, but since the beginning until now, you were and you are a heavy metal band, and now you are a classic band. Of course, Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, even Saxon, Motorhead, whatever, they're not going to coming back in the sense that be so big in the future, whatever. I'm talking about new bands, you know what I mean. But Primal Fear now is in some kind of that situation. Do you feel that?
Well, for me, the good thing is that the band not only works in a recording studio. The band, you can send us everywhere at whatever time on your watch, and we deliver. The band is in a super shape. You can bring us to a stage somewhere and wake us up, and we deliver. And this is the great thing to know. So we don't have to be scared to go there or go there or have a lot of pressure. We're a great live band. This is the best foundation to do new albums. The shitty thing at the moment is that we can't present our new songs for our fans. But I think in 2021 we have a super busy year, and we bring all our new music to all the stages everywhere.
It's true. Talking about this, of course, and 2021, everyone has a very busy year. We hope to have a normal situation for everyone, for all the bands, to can see all the tours, to have the festivals coming back in the next year and those kind of things. But well, do you think in the situation everyone wants the normality to come back to the normal things like 2 or 3 or 4 months ago, but we are living in a situation. Do you think in this that maybe the last year, the last months or the last years, we're not going to coming back? I mean, in the situation of tour or for touring festivals, those kind of things.
No. I don't think so. I don't think so. I will think very positive. For example, the last 2 weeks in Germany, the numbers are going down and really down. And also in the other countries, like even your country, you have a lot better numbers, and should give us the hope that in autumn everything will take into a new direction, and if everybody is halfway careful, that the whole tragedy is gone next year.
Yes, we have to think in this, and I agree with you, of course.
If I don't think positive, what will you do? If we can't go out in 2021, all the clubs, all the venues, all the local
the promoters, so yes, everything,
all the bands, all the crew, all the technicians, all the companies,
the journalists,
they are fucked up. This can't be our view into the future. I'm more a positive guy, and thinking that these kind of things will turn, And in 2021, we can come back to regular and meet our fans, having a great time together and a great concerts.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. Okay, I have the curiosity, Matt, that, okay, we have been talking, you are totally into Primal Fear, the things with Sinner exactly the same, the rock meets orchestra, you are a composer for other people, producer, all those kind of things. But do you have normal life? Do you have time apart of this?
Yes, of course. I was very happy that I could watch some football as the German league starts again.
Uh-huh.
And after a short time, I regret it because my team sucks big time.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost all the matches. So in the beginning, I was so happy that they are playing again. And then they fucking lose every match. Oh, it was terrible. Terrible. So I'm a big football supporter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always happy for a nice dinner and other things. So I know that music is taking most part of my life,
mm-hmm.
which I'm thankful. I'm very thankful about this because I'm very happy to work in this scene. Even at the moment, it's crazy. But mm-hmm. all the last years were super nice to me. I could play with the biggest names in rock history.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm super thankful. And I love the new Primal Fear album. I think the new Primal Fear album is the best production I ever did.
Mm-hmm.
So sound-wise and arrangement-wise, I'm super happy about the new Primal Fear album.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm living a very, very good life because I'm super happy to work in this business.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other side, we have to survive another half a year of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will see what is left, and then we will go on. But overall, I have a regular life. I have two dogs. I have mm-hmm. a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay. I have a good car.
Fantastic. Okay, I have a question about Sinner, Matt. That I'm a great fan of Sinner since always. And well, some months ago in April, I was totally happy to can see Sinner in Spain again in the Gallia Metal Fest, because it's a curiosity that I have seen Primal Fear many times in those years, but never Sinner. It had been my first time with Sinner, so I was very, very happy and very excited. But, well, it was impossible, and probably in a few months you're going to come back. I don't know if it's going to be possible in September, October, whatever, but later, of course, yes. What is the situation about this? What do you have in mind or the news about this? Or what is the situation with Sinner about this?
I think we're interested in every show, in every country we played. We played mainly in Germany, Switzerland, and this is not enough. We played in Czech Republic. We have a lot of fans there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we would love to come to Spain to the festival.
Mm-hmm.
And another one in Russia and another one in Germany. But let's look out that we can do this next year, and mm-hmm. everybody will be super happy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I hope to see you for the first time with Sinner. Okay.
Yes.
Just to finish, Matt, I have just a general question about the story of Primal Fear or the albums of Primal Fear. Of course, you like every album probably that you have made with Primal Fear, but in 25 years, which ones are your 2, 3, 4 special albums with Primal Fear?
Yes, it's not 25 years, because when it's 25 years, we will make a special tour.
Uh-huh.
It's only 22 years, so...
Well, I'm talking in general,
you
know.
Anniversary tour.
Yeah.
22 is just... okay. But my favorite albums, of course, it's the first one, because it was the situation.
Mm-hmm.
I love Nuclear Fire, I love Seven Seals, and I love Rule Breaker,
mm-hmm.
and I love the new album. Of course, I love the new album, but the new album is very, very special to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put a lot of work, put a lot of heart and sweat into this album, and I think overall, I'm if I look at the collection and I look what we've done during the last 20 years,
mm-hmm.
I'm I'm super satisfied, and I'm very happy that this band is still rocking out great and have a good time together, which is important. Mm-hmm. If you don't talk to your other band members anymore because it's only about the money, I don't think it could be a great vibe, like, mm-hmm. to be in Primal Fear.
It's funny because I totally agree with you. I know how I like Sinner so much because we have the same taste, to say something, because the first album and Nuclear Fire and Unbreakable is the same. Rule Breaker, the last one, they are amazing metal albums. And I have to say, just as I talk to you always, thank you so much for Primal Fear, for Sinner, for all those years, and for support metal for so many years in the first line, being so authentic. And I like to talk to you with you, and I like to see Primal Fear, Sinner, whatever, always, because it's very authentic. So as I told you always, thank you, congratulations, and I hope to see you as soon as possible.
Thank you for your nice words, David, and I'm sure in 2021 we will have Sinner back in Spain for them. Mm-hmm. That's not the first time, we've played there before, but for a long time,
yes,
Sinner is back in Spain, and Primal Fear will definitely come on a European tour and be back in a lot of clubs in Spain, and it will be a great time.
Mm-hmm. So as I told you, thank you so much, have a nice day, and again, congratulations for a real great Primal Fear album.
Thank you David.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye, have a nice
day. Bye, Matt, the same for you. Bye.
Bye.